Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Shein, the second chapter in Amos Hilchas Eidus, the laws of testimony in the Sefer Shoftim in the book of Judges. Where in this Perek, we continue regarding the investigations of the witnesses and differentiating between Chakiris, which is elementary questions, versus Bedikas, which are secondary questions. As Rambam gives Halacha Alpha regarding what happens if the witnesses respond, we don't know regarding the questions that are being asked of them. Ma ben Chakiris or Divishas, what's the difference between the critical analysis of the witness's testimony, levadikas, to the secondary inspections that we do of them. So, b'chakiris adrishas, regarding the investigations of where it was and exactly what was happening, what time and the weapons. So, im kibin echad seidusai. So, if one of the witnesses is precise with his testimony, v'ashen yamim, but the second one says, any day I don't know, idusim b'teila. So, they throw out the testimony, it's void, because you cannot do hazama with that, without that chakira, and there was not considered as a valid edus, as we said in the previous parak. Regarding the inspections, even both witnesses say we don't know, like what was the color of his shirt. Hey, do some kayamas. Their testimony is valid because that's not a critical element in their testimony. Now, but when the two witnesses contradict each other, then even if it's just regarding the secondary inspections, their testimony will be void because obviously then their testimony is not precise. And the Torah says, as we're going to say later on, it has to be that they're precise. So, okay, it's how so? So, let's say they testify that this guy killed that person, and one of the witnesses said when he was had the chakiris, which are the critical analysis of his testimony. B'shavuah Pliny, it was in that Shemitah cycle of the Yovel, that Shemitah of the Yovel cycle. B'shana Pliny is that year of the Shemitah cycle. B'chodesh Pliny in that month. B'kach v'kach b'chodesh in that day of the month. B'Raviv b'Shabbos in the fourth day of the week. B'sheish shoyes b'yayim, 6 hours into the day. B'mokam Pliny in that place. Haroga is where he killed him. B'chein, k'shadarsha b'maharoga. Omer Soto, when they asked him and they analyzed him regarding, also part of the drishas. The chakiris are those exact seven questions. Drishas are similar to that. But not they're not just universal, they're specific to the situation. B'mahanog, with what weapon did he kill him? Amr, he said, Harog B'saiv, he killed him with a machete, with a sword. V'chein ha'ed ha'sheni, so too, the second witness. K'even edus b'kul, his testimony was precise throughout, chutz min ha'sheis, except for the hours. So Amr, that he says, any day b'kam ha'sheis ha'beim, he says, I don't know exactly what time in the day it was. Or let's say he was precise regarding the hours, but he says, he says, I don't know exactly what weapon was used. I didn't really pay attention to what weapon he had used to kill him. So the testimony is going to be void, because if you don't know something precise regarding what actually happened, so that's not edus at all, because you cannot do hazaman. Also because it's critical, you're not really testifying what actually happened. But let's say they got everything precise, both of the witnesses. But the judges also said to them what's called the bedikas. Now, Caleb Hayu, his garments, shchayim alavam, were they black or white? They said, we don't know. We didn't pay attention to these things that don't have so much substance. And they do some kayyamas. The testimony is going to be valid. That's the difference between drish chakiris on the one hand and bedikas on the other hand. Lacha beis, what happens if there's a substantial, there's a significant contradiction between the witnesses? So Amar Echad, let's say one of the witnesses says, Kelim Shchayim Hayilabash, he was wearing dark clothing. Vashayin Yama, the second one says, Loikin, no, it wasn't like that. Elbanim Hayilabash, he was wearing white clothing. Hadidusim Betela. So then, like we said, the testimony is going to be void. Ukiilo Amar Echad, it's as if one of them said, but Aviv Shabbos was on Wednesday, Vashayin Mechavish, the other one says it was on Thursday. Because in Karnadis, there's no testimony. Oy, Shama Echad, let's say one of them said, Besai Farogi, kill him with a machete, with a sword. Vashayin Yama, the second one says, Buremach, with a spear. Shein Karnadis, there's no testimony here. Why? Even though this is not the drish of the chakiris, is bedikas, which we said you could say I don't know, but they're contradicting each other. Shnamak says in the pasuk in the bottom, nochen adava, that the word is precise. Now, bekimet shakhidr zezeh, beizimakol advarm. Now, since they're contradicting each other with any one of the things we mentioned, it's a nochen, so it's not precise, and therefore it's invalid. Halacha gimel hoyeidim merubim. Let's say there was many witnesses. Now, two of the witnesses, their testimony was exact in all the different critical analysis of their testimony. But the third one says, any day, he says, I don't know. No problem. So, as long as he's not contradicting, so we just don't consider him. He says he doesn't know, so he's not a valid witness, not contradicting. So the testimony will be validated with the remaining two, and that defendant is going to be executed. But if he contradicts the other two, and not even breach of chakiris, even the secondary questions of those inspections, then he's considered part of their roster of witnesses, and that if any one of the witnesses are contradicting, it's going to invalidate. It's not nochein, it's going to invalidate their testimony. If one witness says, on Wednesday, B'Shnayim L'Chodesh, on the second day of the month, B'Sheni Yom, and the second one says, B'Revi B'Shabbos, it was on a Wednesday, but it was B'Shleish L'Chodesh. It's actually the third day of the month, not the second. It do some Kayamas. The testimony is going to be valid. Why? They're contradicting. It's not true. Shazad, the one who says it was the second day of the month, Yudea B'Burish L'Chodesh, he knows that the previous month was of what's called a full month, which is 30 days, not 29 days. Therefore, the first day of the month, which was day 30, was from the previous month. But Vizani Idea, the second guy, didn't know. He thought that the previous month was 29 days, and therefore he's counting from day 30, so therefore it says it's day 3. So it's not really a contradiction, as we see they're saying the same day of the week. Now, but Ben Berman, when we say this, that they're one day off, you could say that it's Chatzos HaChodesh, only up until halfway through the month. But when it's already passed halfway through the month, let's say one of them says B'Shisha Asa B'Chodesh was the 16th day of the month, and the second one says B'Shiva Asa B'Chodesh was the 17th of the month, even though they're both precise and saying the same day of the week, it does some tale that the testimony is going to be void. Because you can't have that it's already halfway through the month. That everyone should know when it was Rish Chodesh. So you, only in the beginning of it, you could say maybe you didn't know, but already when it's halfway through, everyone knows that already, and therefore that is considered a valid contradiction. Let's say one of them says Bishleisha. It was on the third day of the month. The second one says B'chamisha, the fifth day of the month. Okay, that's already too large of a discrepancy that you can't say anymore. It's totally B'Ibra Chodesh. We're not going to say more than 1 month. Then the testimony is void. Let's say one witness says B'shtei Shoyes B'yem. It was in the second hour of the day. The second one says B'sholosh Shoyes, the third hour of the day. Hadei Adusim K'yemes. There, even though they're an hour off, the testimony is going to be valid. Shadenachoyim Litzis B'shachas, because it's normal for people to make an error in 1 hour, and then that's not considered as a contradiction. But if let's say one of them says B'shalish, it was 3 hours into the day, the second one says B'chamish, 5 hours into the day, again, that's too large of a discrepancy, then the testimony is going to be invalid. But let's say one says Koidim Netzachamas, before sunrise, and the second one says Behan Netzachamas, it was during sunrise, the testimony is going to be invalid. Even though it's in the same hour, that's something that's recognizable to everyone. You could tell when it's before sunrise and when the sun's already rising. And that's a valid contradiction. So same thing as if they have a disagreement regarding the sun setting, is the same thing. So one says before the sunset, one says during when the sun was setting. Again, that's a huge difference, even though it's within the same hour, and that's not a mistake people would make, and therefore this is a contradiction, and therefore that would be invalidating their testimony.